Section 4.0, the overwhelming importance of your diet. This section of the manual had to come before the workouts. The fact is, your nutrition is going to be more important than your training to lose your stubborn stomach fat and get those six-pack abs. To be perfectly honest, aside from the mindset aspect we talked about in the last section, dietary habits are the next important reason that most people will never lose their body fat and get visible abs. No matter how hard they train, most people will never get the body fat low enough to see their abs if their diet is poor. I see people all the time that train like crazy every day without ever reducing their body fat due to their poor dietary habits. In this section, I'm going to give you all the tips and secrets I've picked up over the years for compiling a healthy diet that will promote fat loss. One of the biggest problems that I've seen over the years in working with thousands of clients is that although you can tell people to eat this type of food because it's healthy or to not eat that because it's not healthy, it doesn't usually affect their decisions. And they will still give in and choose junk foods that they know are going directly against their goal. So why is it so hard for people to actively choose to eat right? I recently figured out why I personally have no problem avoiding junk foods. And in fact, the thought of junk foods almost makes me feel sick. Don't you think that would be a great mindset to make it super easy for you to eat healthy, enjoy the true natural taste of real food, avoid junk food, and drop off the body fat with relative ease? Sure would. This topic came up while I was doing several recent radio show interviews. I was asked a couple of similar questions where they wanted to know how I maintain so much discipline to always eat so healthy and never give in to junk foods. I thought about this for a minute, and my answer was that I don't really feel it's all about discipline for me. Rather, I've trained my mind over the years to view junk food in such a negative way that even the smell of deep-fried chicken, french fries, pies, donuts, or candies make me actually feel a little sick. I've trained myself to actually have no desire whatsoever for these types of foods. On the other hand, the smell of wholesome natural food make me feel energized. Keep in mind that about 10 years ago, I didn't have this mindset about food. I actually ate tons of junk food back then. Candy, sugar cereals, donuts, cakes, cookies, deep fried foods, you name it, I ate it. So how did this change in my mindset about junk foods come about? Well, theories about how the brain works can be pretty complicated, so I'll keep it simple. I think personally, the reason that my mind has changed so much over the years to the point now that I actually have no desire at all to eat junk food, and even the thought of it disgusts me, has to do with how deeply I've educated myself on nutrition and what these foods do inside your body. I'm not just talking about basic ideas such as that junk food will make you fat. Instead, I'm talking about everything I've learned about how certain types of processed junk foods negatively affect the internal cellular processes in your body. Everything from messing up organ function to promoting cancer, increasing inflammation, disrupting your hormonal balance, and stimulating stubborn belly fat stores. So my recommendation is to make sure you educate yourself as much as possible on what different types of foods are doing inside your body. If you can get into the habit of actively thinking about the negative cellular processes that are going to occur inside your body if you eat that donut or those deep-fried french fries, you stand a better chance of being turned off by that junk food and not desiring it at all. That's what this section of the manual is going to be about, educating you on all aspects of nutrition that will be important to living lean and healthy for the rest of your life.